I came to Cambridge Business School to really get an international experience. I can learn it from books, or can I learn it from going out and experiencing it in the real world? And it gave me that opportunity.
Our project was located in United Arab Emirates. We were in predominantly in Sharjah.
Based in India, working for a client called Unitas Capital.
My client was Standard Chartered Bank. They're actually a small team of project finance in oil and gas.
Working in Beijing, there's an energy like no other place I've ever been.
I was the only one who actually had no experience in the scope of the project. It was something, I guess, outside my comfort zone.
Probably Julie's inexperience actually came out to be an advantage because there were lots of questions which we would normally would not have asked.
Initially working with a client, they spoke very little English, and so we had to speak in Mandarin.
I wasn't sure if I could get the whole gamut of understanding the business to actually consult people who've been in the industry for 15, 20 years, to actually consult them and give them ideas which are appreciated by them, made me feel that I could do consulting.
That was, for me, the first experience I've had on hands-on experience of what it's like to be part of a consulting team, to manage a client in a foreign destination. And it was actually really enlightening in terms of where I could see future job opportunities.
There were team members from Switzerland, India, Israel, Brazil, and myself from the US. Our backgrounds included marketing, computer science, consulting.
I got to know my teammates very well in the 4 weeks that we were away. We were away at a client site, very remote. I had no connection back to Cambridge, very little. And we had to really bond and rely on each other.
We had a really good team where we'll probably be friends for life because it was such a good experience overall.
Given that we have to understand how is the Kenyan market, where we have to sell these products, which customers, who do you think we have to work with in Kenya once we are in Nairobi or in Mombasa?
Let's think about it, I guess, across the value chain of everyone that's involved. Kenya has a significant middle class population and a very small upper class population, but these are the people who'd be going to the malls, who'd be buying these products.
We are going to see and talk with the NGOs probably because it's a big hub and they can support the fair trade movement.
And you know, one thing I forgot, among the retailers that's really big will be the hotels.
The hotels,
We have like more than 2 million tourists visit Kenya annually.
Yeah, especially because the tourists that go to Kenya to the coast are mainly from Europe, England, Germany, places where fair trade is already quite strong.
I look at the map, it was quite far from the city center. How did you get there? Like by
taxi? Or? No, we decided to go by matatus.
A matatus?
Yeah, okay. The matatus are basically the small buses, kind of school buses. People start kind of dancing and singing inside of, and so that was quite an experience over there.
Okay, I like them.
Our team took a good advantage of our free time and went and saw different parts of India and traveled around a lot.
What was very impactful was at the end, the CEO summarized a lot of what we had said and actually right then and there made some organizational implementation changes given in our recommendations.
Macquarie also gave us a lot of trust, so they allowed us to, you know, go out of the bank and basically speak to their clients, the service providers. If they do go ahead and implement this recommendation, it would mean a very significant strategic decision for the whole bank.
And all of a sudden we had a lot of aha moments. We're sitting with the clients and we realized that's the way we're going, and all of a sudden the rest of the project all came together.
I got to know my clients very well. They took me out on weekends with their families, and I never felt that closeness with a client. I don't know if it is this company, but it seemed like the way that many companies in Beijing, they're very family-like in the way they're run.
I actually secured an interview opportunity with them, so professionally it helped me a lot as well.
When I first started the MBA, I said that when I leave here, I will leave with a global network, and almost anywhere I travel in the world, I'll probably have somebody to visit or somebody to stay with.
I expect to keep very close ties in the future.